Welcome to 60 Second Classics. I am your host, Mike Camerlengo. It is Monday, September 19th. And even if it's not when you're listening to it, that's the day I'm recording it. So I just want to put it out there because I want to be honest. I don't want to tell lies to you guys. If you like the podcast, subscribe, give it 5 stars, be like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever heard in the world. Even if you don't mean it, it doesn't matter. They don't check. If you do want to call into the show and leave a voicemail, 617-340-9481. I definitely want to start answering some callers. And you can also send an email, 60secondclassics@gmail.com. Twitter is at mcamerlengo. Instagram and TikTok is at 60secondclassics. And usually this is the point when I'm listening to a podcast, when I say, who the fuck cares? Get to the point, dude. So the point today is all about football, mainly the NFL. So what I'm going to do is each Monday, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of 10 things from Sunday that I liked, that I thought was cool, that I think you should know. Now, this isn't an order. It's not a ranking from 10 to 1. It's just 10 things I liked, and it's 10 things that maybe you didn't see football yesterday. Maybe you were out apple picking with the family, or maybe you went to a pumpkin patch, okay, because you promised your loved ones that this year is going to be different. All right, this year you're going to be there for the family, and you're going to bring little Hunter and Jeffrey, what a fucking stupid second name. Shout out to people named Jeffrey. I'm just saying, all those years of improv classes, Hunter and Jeffrey are the names. Come on, Mike, grow up. So this is not going to be an exhaustive list. If you're an NFL insider, you're going to be like, dude, give me the next gen stats. This is more like, hey, I didn't really see what happened yesterday, or maybe I need a refreshment in case I go to a cocktail party and someone says, hey, did you see what happened? And you're like, oh yeah, dude, Lamar Jackson had that run. And they're like, wow, this person is really cool. I love them. They're my best friend now. So, you know, you're welcome, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Speaking of pumpkins, I am very interested in getting a pumpkin this year. Last year, I wanted to get a pumpkin, wanted to carve it. My wife was like, she's kind of anti-pumpkin, and I don't care for that. And now this year, I'm going full fall. I'm that asshole who's trying to get an apple cider donut, who's trying to rock a crew neck sweatshirt, and who's going to take deep, deep breaths of the fresh air and go, oh, I love this time of year. I'm going to be that asshole, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. And I'm going to tell you one more thing. I'm going to put a couple of pumpkins on my front porch, and if any goddamn teenagers come and smash those fuckers, I'm going to go to prison, okay? Because I will chase them down, and I'm not going to do anything bad, but I'll put them in a headlock, and I'll call their parents, and I'll say, do you know what your goddamn son did? Do you know what Jeffrey did? That's called a callback, baby. That's a callback. If you follow 60 Second Classics and you don't like sports or you don't like football, well, first of all, you're probably sick of all the football shit I do, but I am going to release short episodes on Thursdays, which are a little more geared towards pop culture, but I would... So Thursday, I got one coming out. I think I'm going to talk about the movie Airborne. So if you have any questions about Airborne, 617-340-9481. But I encourage you to stick around, even if you're not a huge football person, because it's, you know what? Football is kind of a big deal, and you want to be in the know. It's like, the Queen died. I don't really know what's happening, but, you know, I heard about it. And if someone's like, hey, did the Queen die? I'll be like, yeah, she did. So you want to have that inside knowledge, and that's what I'm bringing you to. All right, let's get to it. 10 things I liked from Sunday. Number 10, this is in no particular order. The Jets come back against the Browns. Now, the Jets are down 30-17 with just over a minute left, which usually means you're toast. It means you're fucked. It means it's over, dude. Hit the bricks. But not when you're playing a little guy named Joe Flacco. So they get the ball back after the Browns score. Joe Flacco throws a bomb. Boom. Touchdown. Then what happens next? An onside kick. Now, they've made the onside kick so difficult now that I think the percentage, I think it's like 8% success rate. And another thing on this show, when I throw out stats, it's probably 50-50 that they're going to be correct. So it's in the ballpark, but it's like when I throw out something and if someone calls you on it, you go, what? No, it's just what I heard. So that is just what I heard, 8%. So they've made the onside kick so difficult, but the Jets... they didn't give a shit, baby. They hit that little squibber. They recover it. And then Flacco drives him down the field and throws a fucking dart. A dart to tie it up. They kick an extra point. And they beat the Browns. And you got to feel bad if you're the Browns. No offense. Shout out to Browns fans. I like you guys. But that's a tough one to give up when you're up 30-17 with a minute 20 left. But you know what? When you're playing Joe Flacco, anything's possible. Shout out to KG. Flacco, there's a cool video where he comes into the locker room and everyone's jumping up and down. And either they're singing or chanting something. I don't know what it was. But in my head, they're saying, Flacco, 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 Flacco. Again, I don't know why they would say that. That's so stupid. Number nine, the Bucs played the Saints. Now, Tom Brady, the greatest who ever did it. Is that what they say? He struggles against the Saints. He has a tough time. There's a video of him chucking down a tablet. He just picks it up and throws it on the ground. And you got to be really pissed to pick something up just to throw it back down. Like, it was just sitting there. And he's like, oh, what's this? Let me pick it up. Oh, it's fucking broken now because I just did that. So they ended up actually beating the Saints. But the highlight of the game for me was Mike Evans getting ejected for fucking truck-sticking Marshawn Lattimore. So there was a little scuffle, a kerfuffle, a beef, back and forth. Brady was getting into it. Marshawn Lattimore was there. Fournette was there. He pushes him. And then out of nowhere, Mike Evans, he like comes from off-screen. Now, this is the kind of hit where you're like, wow, somebody really is taking things up a notch. Like if this was at a party and you see two guys fighting and then somebody comes out of nowhere and fucking boom, Terry Tate, office linebacker's the guy. You're like, okay, now things are serious and you start looking for the exits. This is a look for the exits escalation that Mike Evans participated in. So he got ejected and you can see him mouthing to the refs. They had like a tight shot and he said, it's Tom Brady, what do you want me to do? Because there's a beef happening. Brady was yelling. Fournette pushes Lattimore, and then out of nowhere, Mike Evans comes in, just like a bouncer, kicking out a fucking frat bro, and he's like, no, I don't care who your dad is, you know? I don't give a shit, bro. Hit the bricks. So he got tossed. Lattimore got tossed, too. Evans will probably maybe get suspended for a game. A couple years ago, Evans fucking truck-sticked Lattimore on the sideline, just like out of nowhere, like Lattimore is arguing with someone on the sideline, and out of nowhere, Mike Evans came and hit Marshawn Lattimore. So there's two things that are certain. Mike Evans is probably going to get a fine or suspension. And number two, he fucking hates Marshawn Lattimore. Number eight, the Pats beat the Steelers. Kind of a boring game. It's my game of the day because I'm a Pats fan. But the play of the day was from Nelson Aguilar, who did what the kids call mossing a guy. He mossed a dude, which is in reference to Randy Moss, of course, one of the greatest of all time, which is where you jump up and you catch the ball kind of over the back of someone's helmet. Incredible play by Aguilar. And one where I said, holy shit, I didn't know you had that in you. Like, it was crazy. And I can't help but think of, whenever I hear Nelson Aguilar's name, all I think about is that video from the news report in Philly where the guy mentions him. So if you've never seen this video, there's a news report in Philly when Aguilar was on the Eagles. And they're interviewing a guy about, there was like a house fire. And this guy's talking about how they were dropping kids out the window to save them. And he was saying everyone was, they were him and his friends were on the ground and they were helping catch people as they fell. And he said, quote, my man was throwing babies out the window and we was catching them unlike Aguilar. And he looks right at the camera. Possibly the, first of all, the best line delivery of all time. Just, you just came out of a life-threatening thing for somebody. You got to be all jacked up. This guy is so calm, and he takes his one chance, his one shot at being on the news, and he takes a dig at Nelson Aguilar. I couldn't imagine being Nelson Aguilar there. You're just like, you're watching the news. You're like, oh, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? Oh, my God, this seems like a bad fire. What happened? What the fuck? Number seven, the Giants are 2-0, and last week, everybody was talking about how Coach Brian Daboll had giant testicles for going for two at the end of the game. Everyone's like, Daboll, he's got a big sack. He's got a big shaft. This dude is a man's man. He may never use a kicker again. But Graham Gano went out there and booted four field goals. He went 4-for-4 against his old team, including a game winner from 56 yards. And to seal the game, actually a great play by my man Daniel Jones. He does a little bootleg, and he scrambles in a way that says, I need to get out of this place. You know, it's like when I was a teenager, speaking of Halloween, we were talking about that earlier. You throw an egg off a house, you go, haha, this is funny. And then some dude with a baseball bat comes to the front door and you go, holy shit, I'm running home and I'm going to hurdle a fucking thorn bush. I don't care. So that Daniel Jones had that little bit of fear in him. And he finally, he sees the light. He darts about 15 yards and slides, game over. 2-0 for the Giants. Congrats. Number six, Jalen Ramsey for the Rams had a sick pick to seal the game against the Falcons. Actually, not a bad ball from Marcus Mariota, but Ramsey just, he went up over the top like Lincoln Hawk. And, you know, he did that thing where he ran to the sidelines and was kind of looking at the crowd like, yeah, I did that. And everyone was pumped. That's just got to be the best feeling in the world. Where after you do something, you go to the home crowd and you're like, yeah, I'm the man. And everyone's like, yeah, you're the man. And you're like, I'm the man. I'm the man. Does that feel better? Or does, when you're on the road, does that feel better? When you pick it, run to the sideline, and you're just like, I'm the man, and everyone's booing you, or they're just staring at you silently. I don't know. It depends if you feed off of love or hate. Me, I like the love, you know? I want people to be like, you're so cool. I'd be like, oh, stop it. But really, am I the best? Versus like if someone started like talking shit, even if you did great, you'd be like, oh, do I have a weird chin? Why'd that guy say that? So I guess that's more of a therapy thing I can work out. Number five, the craziest game of the day was the Cardinals and the Raiders. Kyler Murray had a two-point conversion where he ran 85 yards. Like he was running around like Mario when he gets the star, and he didn't give a shit. He was just blinking and shit and boom, cutting back and forth, and he finally runs it in. Then with no time remaining and down two, Kyler Murray throws a missile to A.J. Green. Just another one where he was kind of biding his time and threw a boom, a piss missile right down the middle. A.J. Green makes a great catch. And then when a team comes back like that, you know, when they're up against the ropes and they punch out of it a couple different times and they go to overtime, you know they're going to win. On defense, they punched it out, scooping a score. Incredible comeback victory. And just, I said this on another podcast, but last year I made a video about Kyler Murray, and I had a lot of people from Arizona saying that I'm saying Kyler Murray's last name wrong. I'm saying Mary or something. Look, I'm a shitbag from Massachusetts. This is the best I can talk. I'm trying my best, all right? I'm trying my best. Number four, the Cowboys won on a field goal as time expired. Cincinnati, look, they look like they have a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover. They're 0-2. It's too early to say a hangover, but they definitely need like a Gatorade and an egg and cheese sandwich because they're hurting. They're dry heaving. But I still think they can right the ship. I still believe in Joey B. And I was a big Bengals fan last year, so I hope they right the ship. But hey, how about them Cowboys? I always like when a guy hits a field goal as time expires, and then they cut to you know who, Jerry Jones, and he's like, yeah, motherfucker, I did that shit. And he's just clapping. It's like, love it. I love it. Number three, actually going to go away from Sunday. Thursday night football, the Chiefs and the Chargers played a great game. It's one of those games where you watch it and you go, damn, my team is not this good. Like, you know, if you didn't root for either one of those teams, you're going, shit, these guys are on another level. And also, the uniforms were incredible. The Chargers always have great uniforms, and the Kansas City ones, it was very appealing to the eyes. Let's just say that. Jalen Watson sealed it with a pick six for Kansas City. And yeah, the Chiefs are up 2-0. They look great. Herbert played well. He actually hurt his ribs late in the game, but he threw an incredible pass while he was injured. Just one of those ones where they show it from the overhead and you go, holy shit, threading the needle. Threading the needle, my man. Number two, Lamar Jackson's performance against the Dolphins, 318 yards, three TDs, and a 79-yard touchdown run where he just fucking ran past people. You know, when you see somebody running, you go, oh, let me get him. Even if you have an angle on him, he's like, nah, I'm fucking faster than you, dude. And that's what Lamar Jackson does. He's tearing it up. He's off to a great start. And he also had a tweet after the game. You know, the Dolphins ended up winning, but Lamar Jackson had a tweet after the game where he was like, yo, respect to the Dolphins. We'll be back. We'll see you again. Something like that. Again, paraphrasing. I don't write things down. Now, usually I think this kind of stuff sucks because it usually comes from like a big brand. Like a lot of these big brand accounts will be like, they'll have two quarterbacks shaking hands and it'll be like, respect. And it'll have like 70,000 likes. It's like, dude, they're just like shaking hands. They probably hate each other's guts. But anyway, Lamar's felt very authentic, and it's different when it comes from a person versus like a brand account. You know, it's like some 25-year-old dude being like, yeah, respect, dude. It's like, shut the fuck up. Number one, that same game, we're going to go over to Tua. Tua threw for 469 yards and six touchdowns. Six touchdowns. The Dolphins are 2-0 and don't look now, but Mike McDaniel and crew are 2-0. They're undefeated, and I haven't seen the Dolphins this hot since Snowflake was booting extra points from a fish tank. That's right, my friends. That was an Ace Ventura reference. You'll hear more about that on Thursday in the pop culture episode. Although, not Ace Ventura. I think I'm talking about Airborne. Great game from the Dolphins. I like when Miami's good. They've had times where they start out well and they kind of disintegrate like a pair of boxer briefs after housing a steak and cheese sub. But you know what? I think this year is going to be a little different. It's always funny to watch a lefty chuck them because there's not that many lefty quarterbacks. But Tua, you know, he seems to be clicking in that offense. Mike McDaniel seems like a cool-ass dude, man. Seems like a good guy to maybe smoke a joint with. And he'd say, hey, man, you're really cool. And you're like, are you fucking with me right now? And I like guys like that. He keeps you on your toes. He keeps you on your toes. So those are the 10 things that I liked from Sunday. There are obviously way more things happened. If I missed something, you know, you don't have to be like, oh, you didn't talk about this thing. It's like, dude, come on, man. Come on, man. I'm trying to get pumpkins. I'm out there trying to get pumpkins. Now, if you see, I'm going to ask you guys for a little bit of help. If anybody sees some good crew neck sweatshirts that I can add to my my closet, just send them my way. At mcamerlingo on Twitter. Tag me on that. Instagram at 60 Second Classics. TikTok at 60 Second Classics. Although I don't check because I can't handle 13-year-olds making fun of me. Voicemail is 617-340-9481. Subscribe. Leave 5 stars. Be like, this dude is so cool. Does everyone know him? Because they should. If you don't know what to write on a podcast review, something like that is probably what the kids would write. That is it for week 2 in the NFL. Look forward to talking to you guys on Thursday. I'm going to be talking about the movie Airborne, so I'm going to go and rewatch that. Again, every episode is probably going to be 15, 20 minutes. Unless I do an interview, it will be longer. So hopefully these will be coming out more regularly. I know if you have listened to the 60 Second Classics podcast, I'm always like, yeah, dude, this will come out then. And then I just like forget about it. But you know what? I got a little studio set up now, and I got headphones in, and I feel like, you know, this is the year, baby. This is the year. Don't forget to tag me in crew neck sweatshirts. I need some of that shit. Thanks for listening. I love you guys. Have a good week. Talk to you on Thursday.